Did you click it?
I did.
I also clicked it.
Okay, we're rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, sweat.
We are nothing if not consistent. Huh, Courtney?
Consistently... inconsistent.
Inconsistent. I'm
and
Deb.
And off the cuff. I'm Courtney.
She's Courtney, and this is The Mixtape, episode number 27. But it
27.
Probably
all right,
should
be. All right.
I mean, if we were doing this weekly like we intended to do, we'd probably be in the 50s by now. But, you know.
Weekly.
27, you'll take it, you'll like it. Hey, thanks for joining us.
We'd be over 50s.
We would be way over 50. That's for sure.
But who can do...
BFD, man.
We have jobs and lives and stuff. Like, we can't be doing this every week. And P.S., who's going to listen to it every week?
That's right. That's right. We're doing you a favor by being inconsistent.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Now it's like a nice surprise. Like a gem of, oh, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, there's new content I can listen to.
Fantastic.
Before we get too far into the show, we want to do a little... DA update.
DAU. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
As we are recording this, it is the 27th of February. So we are 1 week and 1 day away from the final episode of Downton Abbey. We've already seen the penultimate episode. There's not one this weekend because apparently there's some sort of like... fancy thing going on television that everyone's allegedly going to be watching tomorrow night.
Yes.
The Oscars. I personally, for the first time in over 2 decades, I'm like, meh. Like, I've seen nothing. I've seen two things. I don't care about anything. I don't know what's happening.
Who's hosting? Chris Rock? Is that right?
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Ironically, since everybody's talking about the diversity problem, and I'm sure they're like, oh, this was interesting timing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, not what are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do?
Problem.
Well, we got to let him host it, I guess.
That's not a problem at all. I think it's great. I'm saying on his end, maybe he's like, I don't know if this was the right year for this, or maybe it's the perfect year. What do I know?
I think there's plenty of content he can, I mean, this it'll generate a lot of content
for
him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No worries.
And if anyone can get away with it, it's him.
Yes.
Anyway, agreed. So there's no Downton Abbey this weekend.
So not to give a lot of spoilers.
No.
About anything, but like I'll just say the most recent episode caused a lot of very loud feelings to be felt, not just from me, like there were a lot of feelings being felt on that sofa. There was like incredulous laughter, there was rage, there was like murderous rage,
yep.
There was hilarity, yep. There was sorrow, it was a lot. And I just have to say, like, we've had like 3 episodes prior to this where like kind of nothing really happened, and I really felt that in this last episode because I felt like they're trying to jam everything in at once.
Yep. They're accelerating a lot of storylines.
Oh,
right?
My god.
Yeah.
And to the extent that like some things that like probably should have been the focus of their own episode really were kind of like, oh yeah, and this happened too.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it later.
The episode that just aired, it's worth watching for 3 seconds. I should have pulled the audio because it's not a spoiler at all, but to hear Lord Grantham say golly gumdrops. Good golly gumdrops. I think he literally says golly gumdrops. Does he not? Or good golly something.
Good golly.
And it's a wonderful little twist to the story with Edith.
Oh.
But his reaction was worth the whole episode. And it was a good episode. A lot happened.
Oh, it was a great episode. Yeah. It felt like it should have been 2.
Yeah. Yeah. But clearly they're, like you said, they're cramming a lot of stuff in there. And because I think I have a feeling they're gonna leave us with no loose ends. I have a feeling they're going to tie up everything and there will be no, I hope anyway, there's not going to be many questions left unanswered.
Well, listen, Deb, in life, questions often go unanswered forever.
Forever.
So I think we are going to have some loose ends, but I think you're right. I don't think there'll be major loose ends.
Right. Right. Okay, so that is 2 weeks from, that'll be early March.
It's 1 week from tomorrow!
Yeah, and then are you going to go through withdrawals again like last year? I mean...
It's going to be a serious... Well, like last year, it's going to be totally different because last year there was a situation of like, how dare you? I have 9 months before I have a new episode. Now I will never get a new episode.
You will never get a new episode.
So the withdrawals are going to be different. We have a plan. We're going to go 100% the other way, and we're going to start Breaking Bad.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's great. I mean, it's obviously completely different content, but but you will have a good 5 or 6 seasons to fulfill that 9 o'clock Sunday night
need. We've got Breaking Bad queued up. We've got the entirety of The Wire
which...
at our fingertips, and we've also got a friend loaned us the entirety of The Sopranos. So
you guys haven't done the whole Sopranos?
We haven't seen any of
You haven't seen so... any of The Sopranos?
No, ma'am. Well, except the finale. Thank you very much, Internet.
Oh.
I mean, that's no. I haven't seen I saw the last scene. Where like it just like goes to black in the middle of Journey. Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen the last episode of The Sopranos.
Are you serious?
No, I haven't. I watched the first
fuck's sake, Deb.
3 or 4 seasons and then I didn't have access to HBO at the time or something, but I kind of fizzled. But I would like to go back and watch the whole thing from the beginning.
Well, come down, sister. Let's do it.
Okay. I am in the middle of The Wire. I'm in the middle of the third season of The Wire and really good stuff.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Really, really good stuff. Yeah. So another good thing that has happened lately is that I did something new, something that I have been wanting to try for quite some time.
Deb branches out.
And the opportunity was there. And I honestly didn't want to go. But then I thought, you know what? I could go. I could experience this and share with Courtney and share with the vast mixtape audience.
All 14 of you.
So I'm taking one for the team, as it were. And you know what? Honestly, as soon as I changed my focus to doing it just for myself, to doing it for other people, I was like, this is kind of fun. I think this is great. You know,
see people, this is like, I mean, personal growth through
other people's experiences.
Yep.
Yeah.
Through sharing. I was going to say something else entirely. And then I was like, that's not right. You know, personal growth through sharing, through freaking crowdsourced.
Yeah.
Joy.
Sure.
I don't know.
Crowdsourced,
so Deb,
joy.
What did you,
I like that.
What did you do?
I grabbed my iPhone and I put my I was going to say pajamas, which no, I did not put my pajamas on. I took my pajamas off. I put my workout wear on, grabbed my cell phone and did this.
Okay. Just pulled up to a place called The Locker Room. This will be my first Zumba class ever. Wish me luck. Not sure what to expect. I have a couple friends meeting me here, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so I'm here with my friend Susie. Now, you come here often.
Yeah, I come 3 times a week.
And you were saying that this is a good class for me to start with. Why?
Because it's geared towards senior citizens. We're not all senior citizens that come to this class, but it's geared for low impact and people. It's called Zumba Gold.
Oh, Zumba Gold. Zumba Gold. Right. Okay. Oh. Well, we're going to try the
That's
Zumba
a nice
Gold.
Nice euphemism.
So I'm getting ready for the Zumba Gold. Courtney, you have not done Zumba, correct?
I have done Zumba.
You have done Zumba?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought a Groupon and did some Zumba with a girlfriend a few years ago.
Oh.
And at first I really thought from the beginning, I was like, well, this is like made for me because I'm a spaz and I like to jump around and I love to dance. But you know, we never finished out the Groupon. Like it was like 10 classes or something. And I think we made it through like 6 or 7. Just, I mean, scheduling and.
Sure. Sure. You know, sure. And those things do have expiration dates, of course.
They do.
So I'm in the class. I'm with Susie. I'm getting, getting to know some of the people in the class. And I met the instructor, Celine.
Yeah, explain what we're doing here.
Okay, this is Zumba Gold. It's the lower impact version of Zumba. So there's no jumping, no fast turns. You can always go crazy if you want to. but I'm showing the low impact option first. It's a little bit lower intensity than regular Zumba. You're still gonna sweat, you're still gonna have fun. Keep moving, that's all that matters. If you don't like what I'm doing, don't do it. Step catch for an hour, I don't care.
Okay.
Just have a big smile on your face. Have fun.
Susie said something about being in the back of the room for the new people.
Usually new people tend to go in the back.
Yeah.
But I like, you know, you need to be able to see me. Yeah. So it's really up to you what your preference is.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable going in the front, go for it. Okay. And you need to be able to see me a lot.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, thank
Anything
you so
else
much.
We need to know?
No, just keep moving, have fun, and smile.
Fantastic.
Keep moving, have fun, and smile.
You can do that.
I could do
well,
it.
Well, you could. One could do that. One could do at least two out of three of those things.
Now, keep in mind, I'm in a room with about 15 other women who are at least 15 years older than me.
Gold.
Gold.
Golden gold.
Here we go.
Did we get video of this? Because I think the world would really like to see some video.
I tried to take video. It was difficult.
This
is the first song here.
40 seconds and I'm already feeling like the most uncoordinated person in the class. Check in a few minutes.
Seriously, these women were kicking my butt.
Yeah. No, it's a serious thing. And like the people who go to this, like they know what they're doing. They know these routines.
Yep.
It's a little intimidating, but you know, it doesn't need to be because really you're there to have fun.
Yeah.
So you had a class of like 15 people.
Yeah. Yeah. There are probably 15, maybe 18 people in the class. Yep.
I can see where that would be a little like the one I went to. It was easily 50 people.
50.
I mean, it was huge. It was like in this big gym.
So do you think that's better or do you think that's more intimidating?
I think it's better in terms of not feeling like I don't know what I'm doing and everyone's looking at me because I knew no one gave a crap. I was more concerned about being in the way, like going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And because we were kind of tight in there, I was like, I'm going to turn the wrong way and I'm going to get punched in the face.
Did you have a mirror in front of you? Was it like
Mm-mm.
a no? So you weren't forced to watch yourself be completely
thank God.
Uncoordinated.
Oh, no. Nope. But I was struck by there was a woman who coincidentally looked like a former coworker of a couple of friends of mine, a woman I know on the periphery who is kind of a nut. So there was a woman there who looked a lot like her, and she was at least 65 years old, if not 70, and man, she was kicking ass.
Yeah.
Like, she just was going for it, and especially, like, in the grindier bits,
yeah.
where it was, like, really move that pelvis, she was like, yeah, let's do this, and I was like, oh, lady, that's a lot of everything is in my face, and she was like, crazy.
About halfway through the class, I gave up on recording anything because it was just too. And I didn't want to freak out the other people in the class that, you know, I didn't want anyone thinking I was taking pictures of them or anything, even though I was just recording audio. I did try and take some video, but it didn't work. But then after the class, I talked to Celine, the instructor. So here's what she had to say.
Okay, Celine, how did I do?
You did awesome. You did great.
You say that to everybody, though.
No,
come on.
I don't. No, you kept moving the whole time, so you did great.
That's the biggest thing that you said. You told me before the class, just move the whole time, which I did.
Yes, you did.
But some of these older women were kind of kicking my butt. They're impressive.
But they've been doing it for a long time. So
tell us, you've got quite a story with Zumba. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I started taking Zumba as a member 4 years ago, and I had never worked out in my life before, like never, ever. And I did Zumba just to get out of the house and do something that was apparently fun. And I liked it. I got addicted. Then I joined a gym to get more Zumba. And I started working with a trainer, and I lost 115 pounds. And I still have been doing Zumba the whole time.
Okay, if you missed it amongst the French accent, yes, Celine is French, that was 115 pounds.
Yes.
That's well, you look amazing. Fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Well, it wasn't all Zumba, but you credit Zumba to most of that.
Yes, it's what got me started, what got me moving, because I didn't think I could do any kind of workout at all. I hated it, but Zumba is fun. You don't feel like you're working out, but you are.
You are a fantastic instructor.
Thank you so much.
So where can we find you?
I'm at the Locker Room in Ferndale, Bellingham Athletic Club, and at Fitness Evolution.
And you can find her on Facebook, too.
And on Facebook, Sumba with Celine in Bellingham.
I enjoyed her so much, I went back the next day to another one of her classes. She's really
That's
inspiring.
So cool.
115 pounds. Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I also talked to Regina. She was in the class as well.
So how old are you and how long have you been doing this?
I'm 68 years old. I've been doing Zumba for almost 2 years.
Nice. Wow. And okay, you were right next to me in the class. How did I do?
You did fine as far as I could see. I didn't bump into you or anything.
No.
We didn't trip on anybody. We didn't kill each other. That's good.
What do you like most about Zumba?
I like moving. I like dancing. But I don't want to have to get dressed up and go out to go dancing. So this is fun.
And what is the best thing you've gotten from having Zumba in your life?
Feeling better. Being able to move more easily. More balance.
And it's fun. I noticed everyone's smiling in this class.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're here for. We have fun in Zumba. There are other classes where we work on strength and cardio, and Zumba's fun. That's why we all smile. We don't care. We just have fun.
She was fantastic. 68 years old. And man, she had it going on. So between her and Celine, who's lost 115 pounds, that's some pretty good endorsements for Zumba right there.
Yeah. Where did you leave feeling really inspired? Have you kept going?
I haven't gone since.
Are you gonna try it again?
I'd like to add it to my workout.
Your repertoire.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of treadmill, a little bit of elliptical, a little bit of Zumba, because I can see where it would kind of really round out your fitness. It really, well, you know, you've taken a class. It's fun. You don't feel like you're exercising, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Well, after you do.
After you do, that's right.
Afterwards you do. I like what she was saying about, I don't want to get dressed up to go dancing. And I was like, you probably also don't want to have to go out at 11 o'clock at night. I love dancing. And I got invited to go to a club for the first time in a billion years by someone who is much younger than I am. One of my new coworkers, and is like, we're going to go dancing. And I was like, oh, that sounds so fun. I would love to go. And he's like, great, meet at my place at 10 and we'll pre-funk. And then we'll leave for the club around 11:30. And I was like, what now?
Wait, go to the club at 11:30?
I'm sorry, we've misunderstood each other.
is that AM? Is that a brunch dance?
That is not happening. No. I would love to go and do it, but like that is not realistic at this point in my life. No. No. Love you. No. I am super inspired right now because I have been thinking about not going to the yoga studio anymore,
yeah.
Not for any reason other than just my schedule has changed and my life has changed. And I think my body wants a different type of challenge.
Yep.
It's going to be hard to let that go, but I'm really looking for something more energetic and cardio-ish mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to do. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll see if my local Jim has Zumba and we can share Zumba stories. You know who loves Zumba, I find?
Who?
Dudes.
Really?
Is that weird?
Oh.
Like, not universally, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
that'd be fun to have dudes in a class. Yeah.
I have seen, boys that I have known who have gone to Zumba, including my brother, have, gone maybe as, a joke or because, the women in their life are like, I'm going to Zumba. And they're like, oh, yeah. It sounds pretty easy, da da da. And they were like, you should come. And they go and they actually really enjoy it. I had a few dudes in the Zumba class that I went to, and one of them was jamming on the one. Like, you could not touch him. He knew every move and did it better than you. Like, it was nuts.
That's inspiring. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're in the Bellingham area, check out Celine. She's on Facebook. She teaches at Locker Room and Bellingham Athletic Club. And, you know, even if you're not in Bellingham, check out Zumba. Maybe there's a Zumba near you.
Maybe. You know why I like that song, Deb? I always get the lyrics right.
Because there's a lot of bop, bop, booey.
Bobbity, bobbity, bop. Ah, wee.
little defaz there. So lyrics. I recently, I don't know how to say this without making it sound like I've been doing something that might be kind of questionable.
Ooh, girl, what?
Okay, I'm just going to say it. I've been driving a lot lately. I've been spending a lot of time in my car.
On the road.
On the road. Therefore, I've been spending a lot of time listening to the radio, which I usually don't do, which is kind of weird because I was in the industry for so long.
You're a radio gal.
Yeah. But a lot of my friends are still in radio, so I like to listen to them. And, you know, I've been listening to music radio. And I have an app on my phone called Shazam. Are you familiar with the Shazam app?
Oh, my goodness. I want to hear all about the Shazam app because... Okay, continue.
Okay. If you're not familiar with the Shazam app... What you can do is you can choose to Shazam something. If you're listening to something, if it's in your proximity and you're listening to it, you can Shazam and it'll tell you who the artist is, the title. It's pretty slick. It's pretty great.
That's magical.
Yeah.
These are magical times that we live in.
That's right. That's right.
Could you do it on the Zune?
On the Zune?
I think you could do it on the Zune.
You're showing your age, Courtney. Did you own a Zune?
No.
Okay.
No. No. But I just like, anytime it's relevant, I like to throw it out there.
That's good. That's good. Were you drinking your Zima while listening to your Zune?
I had my Zima in one hand and my Zune in the other. Zima. And I was like, zowie.
Yeah, zowie. Zap.
I was wearing my Zinka.
Oh, God. Another thing that the Shazam app will do is you can, once it captures the song that you're currently listening to, you can choose to watch the lyrics go by, much like a karaoke song. Now, it doesn't do that on all of the songs, but some of the songs it will actually, your phone will turn into like a lyric scroll thing.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to a lot of songs and their lyrics, not just for the musical content, but for the lyrics.
To figure out what's being said.
And yeah. And I had an interesting conversation, just a little side note here, with one of my friends who she is realizing that she never listens to lyrics ever, which is one of the reasons why she hates musicals.
Oh, because you have to pay attention.
Because you have to pay attention. She just listens to music for sake of music.
Sure.
I find that fascinating because I'm just the opposite. I love
you're constantly trying to figure out what is being said and like analyze it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. That and the music. Mm-hmm. Like, how does it fit with the music? And like, for example, Adele's recent Hello.
Hello.
It doesn't make any sense to me. She talks about, you know, I'm calling, but you're not home. It's 2016, Adele. I almost called her Celine. It's 2016, Adele. You know, the fact that you're trying to call someone and they're not home, it's not 1995.
But don't you feel like that's strategic because maybe she doesn't really want to have the conversation?
Yeah.
Listen, I've called people's landlines when I've been like, I need to talk to them, but I don't really want to talk to them.
I see. So she is calling his landline.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I never met her. I haven't talked to her about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that lyric doesn't really make sense in 2016.
Sure. Yeah.
Now,
well,
it's
a time-honored tradition for lyrics to not make sense.
That's true. That's true. So I started, I went through my Shazam app and it keeps a list of the history of songs that you have Shazammed.
Shazammed.
I thought I'd share a few of them with you.
Yeah.
Because some of these... I don't know. Some of them have changed my mind about a song. Like, for example, the first one.
Uh-huh.
It's a song called Brave.
Okay.
By Sarah Bareilles. I think that's how you say her last name, right? Sarah Bareilles. And I love her. I think she's an amazing artist.
She's terrific.
Singer, songwriter, pianist, everything. But it's this song that I don't really get.
Somebody's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin. Kept on the inside, and no
Okay, so far, it's a great song.
Okay.
These lyrics are amazing.
Yeah, yeah, they're great.
Right?
Yeah.
It's here that it turns a little corner for me, though.
Here we go. All right.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say.
Up until that point, she was it was very self-empowering. You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can, you can, you can. But then all of a sudden the song was like, I want to see you be brave. I wonder what would happen if you changed this. And then she goes on, if you listen to the rest of the song, I want to see you be brave. I want to see you be brave. I want to see you be brave. Now, I will admit, I might be overanalyzing this just a bit.
Why are you so mad about
this? I'm mad. I'm mad because I really like this song, and she's so close to it being completely self-empowering, but then she has to interject herself into this whole thing.
Well, but don't you think she's trying to...
Encourage?
Empower? Yeah, I think she's trying to encourage the subject to empower themselves.
Well, but why does she have to be part of that equation?
Well, because obviously they're not speaking up. They're having they hit a wall.
How about you should just be brave? You should be brave just for the sake of being brave. I'm not going to have anything to do with this. I'm staying out of this.
That's still saying you. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like the whole song, there should be no first person pronouns in this song. It's so close.
Not even if she's saying, I love you, and I know how amazing you are, and you should know how amazing you are, too. That's how I hear it.
The first two phrases shouldn't be part of the song.
Oh, jeez.
You are amazing. You should be brave. Okay. Shazam.
Okay.
Shazam, Sarah. Right.
Deb's mad at Sarah Bareilles. You know what?
Brave
I just realized
this.
I think that I just realized the correct lyrics to another Sarah Bareilles song.
Yeah.
She wrote Love Song, right?
Oh, she's written a lot of them.
Not gonna write you a love song.
Yeah.
Because you asked for it.
Yeah.
Because you need one.
She did that one. Yeah.
I think I just realized what one of the verses was, and I had it so completely wrong for so long. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. And now I have to
Now you're going to go back. Shazam it.
I should Shazam it. That means I have to get Shazam.
Now,
which I should have, because I'm terrible with music, and I'm always going like, who is that? What's that song? Like, I don't know what the names of any songs are or who anybody is, and I should Shazam them, but I don't know. It feels like another thing to suck up my Golden Girls watching time.
Well, and I don't know if I would completely recommend doing it while driving. Just so.
Oh, girl.
But
shame.
Anyway, okay. So the second one. Okay, so there's Sarah, and
right.
and I will admit I might be overanalyzing things a little bit there, but
oh,
I get
let's,
really
let's dive.
I get really upset, especially with parents and kids, and I'm not one, so I fully admit that I could be wrong here, but when parents are like, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're so special.
As opposed to,
you should be proud of yourself. You are special. You can do whatever you want to do. There's a big difference there for me. And I think I might have been, what?
Nothing. I think you're right.
I think
you're right.
Probably thinking too much, but.
I'm just having a moment of you said you are special. I just had a huge flashback to
After school house specials?
Working in customer service, you have a lot of people who very clearly have been told that they're special on the phone with you. And guess what, kids? Your mom thinks you're special. You should call her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And there's
continue.
That, too. Maybe we hear too much of you're special.
You're not special. You're just like everybody else. Okay. What's another song?
Okay. Another one. I love Pink.
Oh, yeah. She's good. She's good stuff. Yeah.
She's good stuff.
I want to be her when I grow up. Yeah. Even though she's younger than me.
And I found this one on my Shazam.
Can't you tell that this is all just a contest? The one that wins will be the one that hits the hardest. But maybe I don't mean it. I mean it.
Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Very clever of Pink here. The one that wins will be the one that hits the hardest. But baby, I don't mean it. I mean it. I promise. And she's done that a couple of times in a couple of songs. She, another one of her more recent ones, she says something like, I think too much.
Yeah.
So it's just a cute little play on words. But baby, yeah. I don't mean it. I mean it. I promise. But she has a lot of these songs that are all over the place with broken hearts and communication and relationship and that
anger
type of thing.
Anger and frustration and love and back and forth. I love her.
I love her too.
She's awesome.
The song Glitter. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fantastic. Did you see where she performed that on like a ribbon?
Oh, like a trapeze? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. If you haven't seen that, Google it and watch it. YouTube it. It's fantastic the way that she not only did this physical performance, but vocally she was very impressive as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so there the third song, and these just are the top three. I also Shazammed Down Under because I never really knew all of the lyrics for that. Even though you think you know the lyrics for that, or Head Over Heels.
I would think that you would have had to get those lyrics down before you guys got married.
Right.
I think that was probably part of the prenup arrangement, right?
Yeah.
You have to know what chunder is.
That's right.
What is it? Do you know?
Where, I don't know. I actually don't know the definition of that word. I should ask my husband.
If anybody knows what chunder is, hit us up.
Yeah. Bruno Mars. Mm. Who doesn't love a little Bruno, huh?
I love a little Bruno.
And he is little.
I love little pocket-sized Bruno.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Showman, dancer, a vocalist, artist, musician, all of things.
They should put out a Polly Pocket set of Bruno Mars. I think they'd sell out of that. Let's kickstart this. Okay, go.
And I love him until I started really looking at the lyrics to this song.
Wah, wah. But darling, I still catch a grenade.
Yep, you're shaking your head. Really, Bruno? Really? Come on. But you won't do the same.
Why does he want her to die?
Another love song that totally puts yourself out there to sacrifice your whole life for the other person.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous.
Come on.
What messages are we sending to our young people who are...
It's not new.
It's not.
I'm getting Bryan Adams flashbacks right now.
Which one?
To the Robin Hood song.
Anything I do, I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the I would jump in front of a train for ya.
For ya.
You know, I'd do anything for ya. Bullet straight through my brain, Bruno.
Except use correct grammar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, thank you, Bruno. Oh, it pisses me off.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're mad that Bruno wants you to jump in front of a train. I think it's a lot to ask.
Yes, I guess it is a very traditional love song.
Ugh.
But yeah. Ugh.
Let's talk about an oldie real quick. What do you think it is that Meatloaf won't do? Meatloaf will do anything for love. But he won't do that. Does anybody know what that is?
No idea.
Has anyone ever known what that... Does Meatloaf know what that is?
I no idea.
Mr. Loaf, if you are out there, please.
What
we
want
to know what that is.
But I won't do that.
No.
No.
I won't do that.
Very dramatic song there. So there you go. That's my Shazam review.
Okay, so I think Shazam would be both good for me and a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, we have in our house a pastime. My husband is a wonderful human being and much more interested in music than I am.
Yeah.
And much more knowledgeable about music than I am, except when it comes to lyrics. Like, he is extraordinarily gifted at mishearing lyrics. And
that's the that's a positive spin.
And the lyrics that he invents,
yeah,
based on what he thinks he hears, are always so much more entertaining than
the actual
lyrics. Mm-hmm. And I would hate to, like, there's one, and I love it. The part that drives me crazy, though, is when he not only messes with the lyrics, but he adds in additional syllables to the point where I'm like, that's too much. Like, you're not even sticking to the bar. Like, you don't,
it doesn't fit musically.
It doesn't fit. But he, there's one that it's so wrong. It's Pearl Jam. I think it's Pearl Jam's Daughter. And it's so hilarious. And I really don't want to correct him because it's so far out in left field that, yeah, I'm like, I refuse to tell him what it actually is because it'll be really disappointing. And so actually I was going to say it, but I'm not, because he actually listens to the podcast.
Oh, now he's going to be all, whenever Daughter comes on, he'll be like,
he knows. I always tell him because he always sings it and I always just shake my head. I'm like, how is it that you think that that's what he's saying? He's not talking about rhododendrons. At no point is Eddie Vedder talking about rhododendrons. So good. It's so good. Anyway.
He does, though. I mean, in your husband's defense, Eddie Vedder does not enunciate very.
Oh, he's a mumbler.
He is a definite mumbler. No. Yeah.
I'm not saying I knew what the correct lyrics were at first, but just let's just think about context.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just for a second, just think about context. That's all I'm saying. It's like, you can make a leap, but maybe it doesn't need to be that far out there.
I was talking to my husband about lyrics, because I was thinking about doing this segment with Shazam and everything, and I'm like, do you listen to the lyrics? What kind of lyrics do you like? And, you know, here I'm thinking about all these stupid love songs and you know, what really resonates with me, you know, stuff like little clever play on words, like with Pink, mm-hmm, and stuff. And I said, well, what kind of lyrics do you like? And he's like, you know, 60s war songs, you know, like, come gather, ye people, the times, they are changing. And I'm like,
stop, children, what's that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, totally making me feel like, you know, shallow. He's coming out with Peter, Paul, and Mary shit.
I really like to think about ways to change the world.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, I would fall on a grenade for ya.
Oh, honey, I love you. Thank you. Yeah.
The same. Jason Mraz does a lot of that, like, wordplay. In fact, I think he has a song called Wordplay. Does, yeah, he not? So I really enjoy that kind of, like, super fast lyrical wordplay. Like,
yes.
Jason Mraz does that. Blues Traveler has a couple where they do that. I love those. Yeah. I love those. And I see those as challenges to try and, like, I'll play those songs over and over in my car to try and get all of the lyrics just right. But, beyond that, I do, you know, I went to high school and college in the 90s, so I have a big soft spot for Indigo Girls lyrics.
Yes.
Like, they're my, like, poet laureates.
Yes.
Of my youth.
Yes.
So, talk about love songs, but then also, you know, some other stuff thrown in, just friendship and whatever.
There's a John Mayer song called I'm Never Speaking Up Again. Are you familiar with it?
Oh.
It's on his Room for Squares. It's not only does he play with the lyrics, but he plays, mm-hmm, with the music, and he stops for a second. I'm never speaking up again. Starting now. It's a great song, and it's really clever. I use the word clever a lot, but I like stuff like that.
Sure.
Like Blues clever Traveler too, and yeah, like great. You said.
Suck it in, like you're Rin-Tin-Tin or Anne Boleyn. Make a desperate move or else you'll win, and then begin to see what you do to me. This entity is not for free, so hopelessly it's killing me, so desperately I'll sing to thee of love.
Who's that? Blues, right? Traveler.
That's Blues Traveler.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Can you do the same with some Dave Matthews? Dave Matthews has some bizarre lyrics.
Dave Matthews.
Little baby. Little feet, no. Little hands, little baby.
I sing along to Ants Marching. I'm confident that I have maybe 10% of the words right. I don't know what the hell is going on. And at some point, I just am like, I don't care. I don't care.
As long as it sounds the same. Rhododendron, whatever.
Rhododendrons. It's too many syllables. It's too many syllables. She's not staring at rows of rhododendrons.
Oh, gosh.
I wish she was. Oh. I wish she was, but she's not. The next time I see Eddie Vedder at Easy Street Records, I'm going to tell him, hey, you should write a song about rhododendrons.
Yeah, you know, my husband thinks you already did.
He's going to be like, please get away from me.
Who are you?
He's going to be like, please leave me alone.
Thanks for joining us, episode 27 of The Mixtape. I'm Deb.
Thank you. I'm Courtney.
You can catch us on Facebook or Twitter, or you can email us at debandcourtneysmixtape@gmail.com.
Yep. We will see you soon.
Until next time, thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Also, Deb, I just wanted you to know that for years and years, I've been singing that part in Madonna's Like a Prayer as, like, just mystery syllables, whatever I thought they vaguely sounded like, mostly vowels. And I just realized she's singing Let the Choir Sing, not, like, Lebo Qua Sing. Lebo Qua Sing? Lebo Qua Sing! I don't know what that is, but it felt right, and now it's Let the Choir Sing, and I have to relearn it every time. Okay, bye.